This is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another daily Bible reading. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Ezra, and we will pick up from where we left off. The book of Ezra, chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he had made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him. And let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God, which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, beside the freewill offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all them whose spirit God had raised to go up to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. And all they that were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold and goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, beside all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of the Lord with Nebuchadnezzar, and brought forth out of Jerusalem, and put them in the house of his gods. Even those did Cyrus king of Persia bring forth by the hand of Mildareth the treasurer, and numbered them unto Sheshbazzar the prince of Judah. And this is the number of them: 30 chargers of gold, 1,000 chargers of silver, 29 knives, 30 basins of gold, silver basins of a second sort, 410 and other vessels, 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring up with them from the captivity that were brought up from Babylon unto Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 2. Now these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away unto Babylon, and came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his city, which came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mitzpur, Bigvai, Reum, Bahana, the number of the men of the people of Israel, the children of Parosh, 2,172. The children of Shephatiah, 372. The children of Ariah, 775. The children of Pahath Moab, of the children of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zatu, 945. The children of Zakai, 73. The children of Bani, 642. The children of Bebai, 623. The children of Azgad, 1,222. The children of Adiokam, 666. The children of Bigvai, 2,056. The children of Adon, 454. The children of Ater of Hezekiah, 90 and 8. The children of Bezai, 323. The children of Yora, 112. The children of Hashum, 223. The children of Gibar, 90 and 5. The children of Bethlehem, 123. The men of Netophah, 50 and 6. The men of Anatoth, 128. The children of Azimuth, 40 and 2. The children of Kirjathrim, Kephriai, and Beroth, 743. The children of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmas, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 223. The children of Nebo, 50 and 2. The children of Magbish, 150 and 6. The children of the other Elam, 1,250 and 4. The children of Harim, 320. The children of Lod, Hadad, and Ono, 725. The children of Jericho, 340 and 5. The children of Sinai, 3,630. The priests, the children of Jedidiah of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pashur, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua and Kadmiel, of the children of Hodavah, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 128. The children of the porters, the children of Shalom, the children of Atir, the children of Talmon, the children of Akub, the children of Hatitiai, the children of Shobai, and all, 139. The Nethinims, the children of Ziha, the children of Hasufah, the children of Taboth, the children of Keros, the children of Siha, the children of Padon, the children of Libna, the children of Hagba, the children of Akbu, the children of Hagab, the children of Shalmai, the children of Hanan, the children of Gideon, the children of Gahar, the children of Rehai, the children of Rezin, the children of Nekdoa, the children of Gazem, the children of Utsa, the children of Pasea, the children of Basai, the children of Asna, the children of Mehunim, the children of Nephusim, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Hakpufa, the children of Harher, the children of Bezluth, and the children of Mehida, the children of Harsha, the children of Barkos, the children of Sisera, the children of Thama, the children of Nesiai, the children of Hatifa, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Sophrith, the children of Peruda, the children of Yala, the children of Darkon, the children of Gideal, the children of Shephaturah, the children of Hattel, the children of Pokereth, of Zabim, the children of Ami, all the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were they which went up from Telmalah, Telharsa, Kerub, Adon, and Emer, but they could not shew their father's house and their seed, whether they were of Israel. The children of Delai, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 652, and of the children of the priests, of the children of Habiah, the children of Coats, the children of Barzillai, which took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. And the Tirshatha said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things till they stood up a priest with Urim and with Thummim. The whole congregation together was 42,360. Beside their servants and their maids, of whom they were 7,337, and there were among them 200 singing men and singing women. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their asses 6,720. And some of the chief of the fathers, when they came to the house of the Lord, which is at Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God, to set it up in his place. They gave after their ability unto the treasure of the work 61,000 drams of gold, and 5,000 pound of silver, and 100 priest's garments. So the priests and the Levites, and some of the people, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims dwelt in their cities, and all Israel in their cities. Ezra chapter 3. And when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man at Jerusalem. Then stood up Jeshua the son of Josedech, and his brethren the priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren had builded the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar upon his basis, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings thereon to the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening. They kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. And afterward offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons and of all the set feasts of the Lord that were consecrated, and of every one that willingly offered a freewill offering unto the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. They gave money also unto the masons and to the carpenters, and meat and drink and oil unto them of Zidon, and to them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had of Cyrus, king of Persia. Now in the second year of their coming unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second the second month began Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Josedech, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all they that were come out of captivity unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. Then stood Jeshua with his sons and his brethren, Kadmiel, and his sons, the sons of Judah, together to set forward the workmen in the house of God. The sons of Henadad with their sons and their brethren, the Levites. And when the builders laid the foundations of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course, and praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house, when the foundations of this house was laid out before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Ezra chapter 4. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers, and said unto them, Let us build with you, for we seek your God as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asher, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, Ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together, we will build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, hath commanded us. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose. All the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia, and in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes wrote Bishalom, Mithridath, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions unto Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Rehum the chancellor and Shemai the scribe wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes the king in this sort. Then wrote Rehum the chancellor and Shimshai the scribe and the rest of their companions, the Dianites, the Apharsuthites, the Tarphalites, the Arpharsites, the Arkvites, the Babylonians, the Susankites, the Deavites, and the Elamites, and the rest of the nation whom the great and noble Sennacherib brought over and set in the cities of Samaria, and the rest that are on this side the river. And at such a time, this is the copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Artaxerxes the king, thy servants, the men on this side the river, and at such a time. Be it known unto the king that the Jews which came up from thee to us are come to, unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof, and joined the foundations. Be it known now unto the king, if this city be builded, and the walls set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so thou shalt and damage the revenue of the king, of the kings. Now because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore have we sent and certified the king, that search may be made in the book of the records of thy fathers. So shall thou find in the book of the records, and know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful unto kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same of old time, for which cause was this city destroyed. We certify the king that if this city be built again, and the walls thereof set up by this means, thou shalt have no portion on this side the river. Then sent the king an answer unto Rehum the chancellor, and to Shimshai the scribe, and to the rest of their companions that dwell in Samaria, and unto the rest beyond the river, peace. And at such a time, the letter which he sent unto us had been plainly read before me, and I commanded, and search hath been made, and it is found that this city of old time hath made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made therein. There have been mighty kings also over Jerusalem, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and toll and tribute and custom was paid unto them. Give ye now commandment to cause these men to cease, and that this city be not builded, until another commandment shall be given from me. Take heed now that ye fail not to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt of the kings? Now when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews, and made them to cease by force and power. Then ceased the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Alright guys, that's going to be it for now. Hopefully this is a blessing to you. I hope that you are blessed by this. Please pray for me on this. Pray that God will take these videos and do with them as He wills, and for His purpose and His glory. If you like what I'm doing, you can look me up on YouTube, and I have any video that I've done with either preaching or reading the Word is on there. You just go to YouTube and type in Fishers and Men Ministries Brandon Swanson. You might have to scroll down a bit, but you just hit the subscribe button, and then hit the notification bell, and hit all if you want all the new updates to the videos that I do. And then, if you don't want to do that, you can always search me on Facebook, Brandon Swanson, and feel free to tune into the live videos when I do them. Or you can check us out at sermonaudio.com, and just type in Fishers and Men Ministries, and I'll have all my videos there as well, if you'd like to check them out there. But with that said, that's going to be it for now. This is Brother Brandon. I'm signing off for the day. God bless you guys. Love you. And we'll see you on the next one. God bless you guys. See ya. Bye.